This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It was only down for a few minutes, but a Google outage on Friday still has people talking about the global impact. The tech giant's search engine went down briefly, along with a few other services. Analytics firm GoSquared estimates that few minutes of downtime caused a nearly 40% drop in global internet traffic. Carl Franzen is a reporter for the website The Verge. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me, Ben.
So what do we know about this Google outage and how it happened?
So Google runs a lot of the domain name management system for the internet, which is basically how it converts the characters, the letters that we type in for a web address. Google acts as an intermediary for a lot of different individual users and organizations. You know, Google's responsible for doing that for a lot of different people around the world at any given time. And, you know, for individuals, we might not even know that Google's doing this. It's just happening in the background.
This is something that some of us maybe weren't aware of. What does it tell us about, you know, how much Google is our only connection to the internet as we know it? And I don't know, what do you find interesting about this?
Yeah, no, it is definitely a reminder of Google's increasing importance to the global internet. Again, even for those who don't use Google services. Now, the problem is Google tends to be quite reliable. So most of the time, you know, we wouldn't even notice and this would all be fine. And the only reason we're talking about this now is just because there appears to have been a, you know, some sort of an error on their end and which led to this outage. So it is a reminder that Google does provide more services than sort of the consumer-facing end that we are all used to seeing, the search and the Gmail and there are other various services, Google Plus, that people might like using. But they're also providing an important sort of backbone service. And, you know, so if that goes down, you know, that can be even more inconvenient than just a Gmail outage, because you can't go anywhere then if your own computer is using Google's DNS service to access the web. You know, you can't go anywhere then. You can't go to any web page.
Carl Franzen is a reporter at the website The Verge. Carl, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ben. Have a good day and take care.